The Hubble Space Telescope is 30 years old. The space show is marking the birthday with a series of programs. Welcome to Program 6.
Sometimes your own sight is limited, and some distant things seem to be invisible. But when there opens up a window to this world of unseen things, you can see the endless beauty beyond Earth that surrounds all of us in every single second of our life. Some observe it, some explore it, and some even find inspiration from it. In space, we are not alone.
On this evening's The Space Show, we're going to explore some of the cultural impacts of the Hubble Space Telescope. Because the visual arts, clothes, sculpture and so on don't display well on radio, we will concentrate on music and poetry. There are many hundreds, if not thousands, of musical items about the Hubble. Unfortunately, the vast majority of these are doof-doof, electronic instrumentals in the genres known as dance, techno, house, and so on. Well, forget those, as they could be about, well, anything. So let's instead listen to songs. Now, songs can be either explicit or allusional. Long-term listeners to The Space Show will well know that we love explicit songs. Songs that are explicitly about a subject. In this evening's case, the Hubble Space Telescope. I know that when you browse through the racks of CDs and LPs at your favourite record shop, you see labels that say, parental warning, explicit lyrics. But what they mean are sexually explicit, usually swear words. Now don't worry, our songs are not sexually explicit. In preparing this program, I rejected lots of rap or hip-hop songs about Hubble because of their totally unnecessary foul language. Welcome, then, to our program of songs and poems explicitly about the Hubble Space Telescope. Oh, and we'll throw in some agency features to leaven the loaf. And why don't we start with one of those agency features now?
Over 30 years, the Hubble Space Telescope has transformed astronomy. It's shown us images from the dawn of time, 13 billion years ago, and revealed an evolving universe that's not only expanding, but that expansion is accelerating. Hubble has witnessed the birth and death of stars and supermassive black holes at the heart of galaxies. But more than that, Hubble has influenced our culture, art and music, from posters and screensavers to t-shirts and rock albums. Its colourful landscapes have given us a new perspective on the cosmos. The dream of a telescope above the distorting effects of the atmosphere goes back to the dawn of the space age. A joint mission between NASA and ESA, the Space Telescope was developed in the 1980s. It was named after Edwin Hubble, who discovered the universe was expanding. The size of an articulated lorry, Hubble was fitted with a 2.5-metre-wide mirror. The European contribution included the faint object camera and the solar arrays, the telescope's power supply, designed to unfurl in space.
T-minus 10, go for main engine start. We are go for main engine start, T-minus 6.
Hubble left the Earth on April the 24th, 1990.
One, and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope, our window on the universe.
The next day, the crew used the shuttle's robotic arm to deploy the telescope and release it into orbit.
Discovery, your go for umbilical disconnect.
Okay, we have a go for release, and we're going to be a minute late. Houston Discovery.
But within weeks, it was apparent that something was badly wrong. The mirror had been polished slightly too flat. At a somber press conference, Hubble's program manager revealed the news.
Is that there's a significant spherical aberration appears to be present in the optics, in the optical telescope system optics.
Fortunately, Hubble had always been designed to be serviced.
This ability to service the telescope through human care will extend its lifespan up to 20 years.
On December the 4th, 1993, ESA astronaut Claude Nicollier used Space Shuttle Endeavour's robotic arm to capture the telescope in orbit.
Houston, Endeavour has a firm handshake with Mr. Hubble's telescope.
It was one of the most ambitious missions ever. Over 11 days, the shuttle crew carried out 5 back-to-back spacewalks. It included fitting an instrument to correct the telescope's optics and replacing the solar arrays. The mission would set the tone for future servicing expeditions, the last in 2009. Thanks to these upgrades, today Hubble is in better shape than ever. Mission controllers hope it will last at least another 10 years, continuing its mission of discovery. At the last count, scientists have published more than 17,000 papers based on Hubble data. But perhaps more significantly, thanks to its amazing images, Hubble has given us a new sense of our place in the vast cosmos.
From Sandringham to South Yarra, you're listening to Southern FM.
And this is The Space Show. Ray Villard is the news director at the Space Telescope Science Institute, and he obviously likes Foreigner's 1977 song Double Vision, because he's written a parody of it, and it's called Hubble Vision, and it's by a group called Astroclass, and the vocalist is Kelly Fast.
What can't we see? I want to look to the farthest extreme. I need a space telescope, ain't got time to wait. Put it way up in the sky till I can't see straight. When starlight comes through to me, it's always cool to see. My Hubble vision's on infinity. Never seen more than I can conceive. I'll push exposures to the limit. I'll see millions of light years in a single minute. Oh, surprise, with that Hubble vision. No bleary eyes, with that Hubble vision. When photons come down to me, technicolor stars I see. My Hubble vision always beats reality TV.
And we now introduce Jean-Paul Garnier.
For Hubble. How many can claim without boast to have given us the universe? Even your seat must be venerated. The stars are leaving us. Distances become new. Now we have a beginning. Seeing farther than anyone before, a one-time honor not lost on you. Now we have a beginning. Now we have a beginning. To have given us the universe, a one-time honor, not lost on you. For now we have a beginning.
Here on Southern FM, we have many wonderful presenters, and one of them is Sandra Spencer, who does the program called TechLoad. And it's a program about technology and covers quite a wide range of material. Well, Sandra has got many talents in addition to discussing technology. And one of them is reading poetry. Here's a poem read by Sandra.
A Telescope Called Hubble by Grace Nichols. Hurtling through the deep velvet of space, a telescope called Hubble is taking the trouble to beam back a dreamscape of shapes, making us gasp and gape. Cranian moons of turquoise and emerald, planets of topaz, strange mother of pearls, the Milky Way's diamond ring swirl, the endless Eldorado of stars, stars, stars. A satellite shark called Hubble is taking the trouble to snap up all the jewels in the ocean of a vast celestial bubble.
Let's have another song, a poem by... Well, it's read by Sandra again.
Edwin Hubble by A. Shiknovsky. Beyond the distant nebula, far from the Milky Way, you'll find there's many galaxies, Edwin Hubble was heard to say. This was a radical theory that postulated something new and with the passing of the years has proved to be true. And Hubble proved that the universe has never been stationary, but contrary to scientific belief, is expanding constantly. In honour of his achievements, a telescope in outer space was named after Edwin Hubble for his contribution to the human race.
Now, if you had the most expensive and the most capable telescope in the whole, well, I won't say the whole universe, but certainly near Earth, and I asked you to point it at a blank point at a part of the sky where there's nothing known to be there, what would you say? Well, that's exactly what some astronomers asked the management of the Hubble Space Telescope to do, to point their telescope at a very blank area of the sky. And what came out revolutionized astronomy. This is Connie Amrand with Hubble Deep Fields. And now we're going to hear from Tammy Gordon, Hubble.
Hubble, hazy tidal bridge with hot and bright newborn stars has lopsided structure highly warped from the plane. How this spiral pattern hauls swaths of blue jewel stars hitched to galactic disks.
James Webb was one of the first administrators of NASA. In his honor, the next big space telescope is going to be named after him. It's the James Webb Space Telescope. Well, Ali Pierce has written this poem, which is introduced for us by Sandra Spencer.
Hubble's Letter to the James Webb by Ali Pierce. At first, be a blunder, be a disappointment, fool them. Make them think you no different than a space rock filled with diamonds. Make them puzzle over you. Give them the gift of problem-solving. Let them generate the feat of human engineering that fixes you. Then, tell them what they want to hear in all its wispy pinprick detail. Let them be amazed, marvel at the least you can do. If they ask for the beginning, tell them it's possible, but they'll have to conjure it, to sit at your feet and pray long enough in the right numerical combinations. Make them sweat, and then drop the cloak of darkness from the universe's shoulders. revealed to them their secrets, that everyone has children, even if we don't know them, that everyone orbits, that shadows lurk under ice, that even emptiness has a name and pulls us, that stars mock the shape of all our faces. When you are more than they have ever dreamt, keep clicking. Show them you're just getting started. It will be like magic for them, better than God explaining. You can show them millions of years of proof of ghosts. You can display almost impenetrable depths and what crawls there. You can whisper to them their only great hope, that they might not be alone. That one morning, they'll wake up to an image of a hand waving hello.
Thank you, Sandra. Science Rep Academy recorded this 5 years ago. It's called Go Hubble! Exclamation mark.
Because you know I'm up in outer space, go Hubble! I'm up in outer space, go Hubble!
What's the big deal about this whole Hubble telescope anyways? It's just a giant tin can.
Hey, it's Hubble here. I got a crystal view, and I can orbit like I'm supposed to do. I got that zoom zoom astronomer's chase, see all the bright stars in such distant places. Was launched in 1990, named after Edwin Hubble, but my mirror was messed, so NASA fixed that trouble. It was my duty to serve you, so know that you've got your James Webb telescope. Be kind and let me go. You say NASA, they told me 12 times is the perfect time.
Wop wop, shaw wop wop.
They say bigger the better for seeing the stars at night.
It's bigger, better, yeah, it's bigger, better.
I won't be a tiny pro flimsy and also strong.
Wop wop, shaw wop wop.
If you wanted a rover, then go ahead and move along.
Because you know I'm up in outer space, go Hubble. I'm up in outer space, go Hubble. I'm up in outer space, go Hubble. I'm all about that space, hey!
I'm bringing data back from 13 billion years ago, in fact. And super black holes with a lot of mass. I'm here to say the universe is still expanding at a quickly going
rate. Because you know I'm up in outer space.
Hubble Telescope by Vera Sidwa. The panoramic view of the galaxies are new, some old ones too. Who would know? Who would know that a space telescope would one day discover the universe's soul? The space within, though, goes uncharted, with hearts parted, and no one to figure out why. If we could for the soul a Hubble telescope buy, we would see galaxies anew inside us.
Well, we've had great fun on the space show presenting these songs and poems. Hey, we've got a whole lot more here, so why don't we do it again next week?
From Cheltenham to Chadstone, you're listening to Southern FM.